JW Mobile.
Dave Skeggs. Good morning, Dave.
Patrick. Well, the sun's shining bright out here. It's kind of cool for that much sunshine, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, it was cool at the house this morning. It was 30 degrees.
I got a Raspberry Pi that stays outside in one of the outdoor sockets, and it's got one of those BME 235 or whatever that is, pressure sensor, temperature, humidity reader. That's my weather station. It's a chip the size of your little fingernail. And it's at 30 degrees. I thought, whoa, that is cold out there. That's why the backup heat was coming on.
I woke up this morning to the heat coming on myself. I didn't think it was supposed to get that cold, but I guess it did.
Correctly, we already had the first day of spring, right? What's all this cold weather doing still here? Still hanging around.
They just don't want to leave. It's like a bad habit.
The door. The door between the north and the south.
Hey, if you get near your computer today, can you see if my APRS is beaconing out like it's supposed to again?
Mine over this morning. How long ago was it that you turned it on? I looked. It was about 6:30, 7 o'clock, something like that. And I looked for your beacon, and I didn't see it.
About an hour ago, so it hadn't been that long.
Again, then, see if I see it. You can look, too. You can look on your phone on APRS-FI, and if it shows up on APRS-FI, then you're hitting the digipeater.
It's showing up on my end, but I just want to make sure it's going out like it's supposed to, because my phone's set up on APRS Droid also.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would change things. That changed a little bit because you're going to hear your own, you are your own signal, so yeah. Hey, I'll look when I get back home and see if my UIView 32 can see it on its antenna, which is a Ringo Ranger up in the attic.
I was just curious if I got it fixed or not. I guess I bumped a button when I was doing something else, and one little thing, you know how it is.
Turned off, or was it the frequency, VFO, on the wrong frequency? What was the misplaced button?
The TNC wasn't opened up like it needed to be.
Okay, yeah. I know how that happens. Sometimes I turn that off, like when we're going to go use the Simplex side of the radio. Like if we're going up to the mountain to do something, we usually use Simplex, and I turn that off or else they hear my beacon on the Simplex frequency.
I'm set up to beacon out on the secondary VFO, and it seems to be working right now, but I just wanted to verify that.
Yeah, mine's set up, but sometimes I use that secondary for something besides APRS. And whoever I'm talking to over there on different frequency can hear it. So you're in, where are you in, Easley, Pickens, kind of area today?
We rest this morning, and then I will end up down in Berea this afternoon.
Down near Cherry Tree, or Cherrydale?
Bush Road, but not too far from there, yeah.
There all the time by transmissions. There's a lot of little junkyards tucked away in corners over there. I drive my 59 Chevrolet over there and find out if they had a transmission. They'd say, yeah, you go take it out. So I go take it out of a truck in the junkyard, and then I put it in my truck while I was in their parking lot. And if it worked, I'd pay them for it. If it didn't work, I'd take it out and give it back to them, because there was a lot of them in junkyards that were wore out.
I'm just surprised they would let you do that there.
I had a shop, and I'd go buy stuff from them all the time. I visit them a lot, so they knew me, I knew them, and they knew when I was coming by looking for a new transmission, too. They knew what was going on, so back in those days, more than they are now, you could change the transmission out in 15 minutes on one of those old pickup trucks.
And I'm going to say the APRS is working, because it just cuts you out there that little bit.
It does. Do you have it on smart beaconing, or do you have it on a timer?
Or beaconing when I change directions or speed change.
I do it. There's a guy putting asphalt down on the road, and there's nobody with flags or anything. telling people to slow down or go around him or anything. That's kind of dangerous.
He's there, but it just seems like people don't care anymore at all.
He's gone 290, backed up from Fairview Church all the way to Wade Hampton. That's kind of crazy.
I'm glad he's doing it this morning, not this afternoon.
Well, you'll see it when you come around that corner next to Fairview. There's going to be some new tar there. Hope you don't pick it up and spread it all over your truck.
Well, I've got a few days before I get over there, so maybe it'll all be spread out before I get there.
You're having a white car run over freshly poured tar. That stuff takes the paint off with it when you try to get it off.
So what you out doing this morning?
And we did a lot of cleaning up of two more rooms. So some of the parts of our house look like quarters. Because when my mom passed away, we put a lot of stuff. There's other people that had to store stuff there. And we're finally going through all those houses, all those rooms in the house that had storage stuff in them and cleaning them out. And it's either going to Goodwill or it's going to the dump. One of the two, or the transfer station. So today is a Goodwill because transfer station's closed on Monday. So I got a truck full headed over to Goodwill.
My mother-in-law passed away, and then my mom passed away, and we both got all that stuff stacked in our rooms and trailers. I mean, I just got to get through it and just got to make herself do it.
Passed away. We got a storage building, and it was like $100 a month or something. The way my mom moved out, we got her one. And her Social Security was paying that. And then she passed away, and I picked up payments on it. And then they doubled in price. And so we said, okay, it's time to empty that out and find a room in the house to put all that stuff in. That's what we did. And it's been there ever since. So we're whittling away at it now, though. I think we have it down to two rooms that need cleaning out, and we'll have a house that's actually, you know, wouldn't be condemned from living in. Anyway, I'm over here at Goodwill, so I got to go through here, and I'll be back in just a minute. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Well, that's good timing. I just pulled into my next stop, Dave. So you have a good day, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
DJW clear.
4NUE, mobile.
W4DJW mobile.
KN4VWA mobile. Oh. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. Just leaving Goodwill. How are you? Go ahead, Steve.
I'm cold. Let's make sure I got it. Yeah, so I'm doing well. I had a bout of food poisoning for a couple of days, and just now feel like getting back on my feet, and it's just been a rough couple of days, to be honest with you.
Let me see if I got it. See if we're getting a rotation here. Yeah, food poison, that's awful. Amy got that not too long ago from Wendy's Chili, and she will not eat at Wendy's again, ever again. And Steve, you're cold because it's chilly outside.
So you need to climb down off your wallet and turn that thermostat back up. I'm cold. Yes, son?
You know, about 50% of a human's body's heat is lost through the top of their head.
Go ahead, jump in.
Unless you have hair.
Oh, we doubled. I was telling you, go ahead, Dave. Jump in there with it.
I waited till you were done before I keyed up.
Say it again.
I said as long as you got hair up there.
Yeah. I tell you what, I don't know if this is the Three Musketeers or the Three Stooges going here this morning. Oh, man, I tell you what. So what was that last night, Chad? I got into the net right there at the end, and you were apologizing for something, and I never did hear what it was for.
I was talking with Larry, and, you know, Anna's been over to Amsterdam, and she went to a Dutch resistance museum there in Amsterdam, and they had some ham radios on display there in the museum, and antennas and so on and so forth. And the they had a pamphlet that the United States Air Force dropped out to all the Dutch resistance on how to build an antenna with the instructions, you know. And as soon as Anna saw that, she thought of Larry, you know, because Larry has helped so many people with building antennas. Well, when I picked her up at the airport and she told me that, we both thought the same thing. That, you know, Larry does helps everybody with antennas, so I made the statement that I thought the question was, how old do you think Larry could have been during World War II? Which probably was not the best wording. I think he may have taken it as I was commenting on his age, which I certainly was not. And he kind of let me know that, you know, that was not a very nice thing to say. And he is right. And I, you know, just to be professional about it, I just, you know, just apologized and said, hey, Larry, I didn't intend it that way. It just, you know, probably could have worded that a little better. So hopefully I got it, you know, hopefully I got it straight. But that is not what I meant. But sometimes what I mean and what comes out of my mouth sometimes is not the same thing. You know what I mean?
Sir Larry doing that, I'm thinking he would be joking with you, though not so serious. But it happens. It's easy, especially when you can't see any intonation, right? Or you can't hear any intonation, or you can't see any facial expressions. I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't sweat it. Larry's a good guy. He won't worry about you.
I don't feel like your parade is the only one rained on, because I can assure you, the only time there for a while that I opened my mouth was to exchange feet.
Well, you know, if I joke around with, you know, somebody like you, I know that you know it's a joke, and we can, you know, we can get a little, and that's just the way it is. But I meant no offense, and I just, you know, if I'm representing by being the net, that controller, you know, there can't be any, you know, any questions. So just in case, I just went ahead and, you know, just tried to correct it on the spot. And that's just the right thing to do. That's just professional. It doesn't matter how you look at it, you know. That's the way I see it anyway.
Makes sense. Got it. Yeah, never hurts to clarify it. Or more than once. So, is it a good day to fly, Steve?
Out doing building stuff, on the building I'm taking care of, my building that I rent out, I believe we could get out there and get some time in, get some air time in. But from what I've read, by about 1 o'clock today, 1 or 2 o'clock, 12 to 20, or 12 to 19 is, I believe, what it said. That was what I read last night. I don't know the revised. So, but let me tell you, it's supposed to be a high of 73 and moderate winds up until about 1 o'clock on Wednesday. So I'm really counting on Wednesday to get out there as a flying day for me.
Y'all go ahead and get your flight schedule straightened out. I'm good. Go ahead.
Here. If there's a window of opportunity, then I'll text you and Gerhardt and let you know that I'm headed over that way. Otherwise, I'm just going to do like you, hang out and get other stuff done. I got plenty on my list to do. It's spring now, and got to get stuff. I'm doing the same thing you're doing, cleaning up. Cleaning up stuff that's been tucked away in a corner for a long time. Amy did a lot of cleaning out, and that filled up the garage, and now I'm emptying the garage, both with the Goodwill missions and the transfer station missions.
I hear you. That sounds good. Well, listen, let me ask both of y'all something. Did either one of you watch the Oscars last night?
I saw what happened this morning. I don't blame Will Smith. If he'd done that, the same thing to my wife he did to Will's wife, I'd have done the same thing. Probably worse.
Well, I agree, and I'm going to tell you something. It's about time men of good standing started standing up for what is right and stopped some of the stupidity that's out there that like Chris Rock was throwing out. That was completely and totally out of line and disrespectful.
What happened?
Chris Rock was making fun of Will Smith's wife because she has some kind of thing that makes her hair get thin, so she just shaves her head. She's a beautiful woman, very beautiful woman. But Chris Rock was making light of it, and he will never, I guarantee he'll never do that again, because Will Smith got up on the stage, walked down the runway, and slapped the snot out of Chris Rock, and then turned around and went back and got in the seat.
Absolutely good for him.
Hey, I'm going to get out here for a minute and get the gas can in here. I got to go fill up my truck. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
Hey, Dave, holler at me when you get back from the gas. I got a business proposition for you I need to talk with. KO4NUE, standing by.
Will do. Don't know what happened to Steve.
Hey, I got up underneath a daggone dirty transformer over here on Batesville Road, and I couldn't even hit the repeater. I got away from it by about 200 yards, and I'm back in now. So, listen, when y'all jump back in there, I might be back in. So, y'all have a good day. KO4, going to be A clear.
KW, mobile again.
QE.
KN4VWA. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Dave, we are having at the Thermal Belt Club this Thursday at 7 o'clock. We're having we have had a silent key pass away in our club about 2 years ago. And his wife has donated all of his stuff to be sold to go toward the club benefits. So we are having basically a small community tailgate ham fest on the 31st. If you have some items that you would like to try to sell, if you will put a price tag on them for me, I'll come pick them up and offer them up at that price. And if it's sold, I'll, hand the money over to you. Or if they don't sell, I'll get them back to you. I don't know if you'd be interested in that, but just wanted to offer it if you were interested. No problem either way, though.
I have a bunch of Robert stuff that still hasn't sold yet, mostly handhelds. And a TS-2000B Bravo. Yeah, absolutely. anything to get more exposure on Robert's stuff, because he had a lot. Most of it's gone. I'd say well over half of it's gone. But there's still a bunch of little things left to go. So, yeah, we'll do that. And the price is on the swap net on the Internet. Just have to print out that page, and it'll have all the prices.
Has he got any DMR stuff?
Yes, CSI is used for DMR. CSI radio's got a VHF, a UHF, and a handheld.
Well, I just happen to know a couple that's looking for some DMR stuff, so that might work out really well. Maybe one day this week I can meet up with you in town and get them if you're interested.
Got everything in milk crates, so they'll be really easy just to hand it to you. And you can just bring back the milk crates for what doesn't sell. And we'll go from there. And my schedule isn't busy because I don't work anymore. Well, I still work. I probably work harder than I did before, but I don't report to anybody anymore.
KO4VWA.
I'm clear, guys. I got to go on in. Dave, I'll look for that text if you decide. KM4 VWA clear.
Have a good day.
Catch you later, Steve. W4DJW.
I'll link up with you maybe on Wednesday. I'm kind of tied up today and tomorrow, but if I can link up with you on Wednesday in town there, I'll pick up what you got and see what I can do with it.
Be halfway too on Wednesday, especially if we go fly. I just put it in my truck. Halfway between our house is the airfield.
Oh, well, you're probably 3 miles from the house at the airfield, so that'll work out good. But if you don't fly, either way, we can make it happen.
Sounds good. I'm getting out to pump gas. Catch you later, W4DJW.
KO4NUE, clear. 73, Dave. NUE, mobile.